Welcome to the State of Opportunity special. I'm Cynthia Canty. Imagine what it's like to be unable to afford a home, to be unable to set down roots. It's a problem far more complex than just move to some place you can afford. All over Michigan, there are cities and towns suffering from a lack of affordable housing. The demand is growing, but the supply just isn't there. And yes, when you talk about affordable housing, you have to talk about financing and medium income levels and zoning. But you're also talking about people's lives. And having a home can be the key to a new life.
My name is Melvin Parson. I am a current student at Eastern Michigan's School of Social Work program. Wow. When you say affordable housing to me, the words I think of is game changer. I think of what a positive effect affordable housing has had on just kind of like stabilizing me in a way that has allowed me to get my feet up underneath me.
We admit the phrase affordable housing can be confusing. It can mean many things depending upon whom you ask.
I think of a house that you can walk into, look around, like, and write a check for.
Condos and kind of like trailers, modular homes.
When I hear affordable housing, I think of low income or some type of subsidized housing.
Somewhere where you can live where it doesn't take over half of your income.
I mean, housing you can afford, but that's a great question. I would think housing for first-time home buyers, but you know, I'm not really sure what that means.
This State of Opportunity special explores just what affordable housing means and why it matters to all of us. And we'll see what tools could be used to make Michigan communities more affordable places to live. Let's start by learning how Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids are tackling the challenge of affordable housing. Ruth Kelly is with us. She's a Grand Rapids City Commissioner who helped to lead the great housing strategies in that city. And Jennifer Hall is here. She's the Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Housing Commission. Jennifer, just what does affordable housing mean to you?
Well, I work for an agency that has federal funding. When we're talking about affordable housing, people in the area of work that I do, we're talking about housing that's affordable so that any income, no matter what your income is, you're not paying more than 30% of your income on housing. So if it's homeownership, it includes your taxes. If it's rental, it includes your utilities. And then there's a new line of thought that you should also include transportation. So 30% toward housing, 15% towards transportation.
And does that fit with your vision or your view, Ruth?
Yes, it does. We have had some additional discussion about how to define this for our purposes of getting more people on board around this notion of providing affordable housing so that we differentiate to some degree between not only looking at the 30% threshold and the additional expense for transportation, but also to define groups that need affordable housing. So that could be anything from what we consider traditional low-income housing to what we're beginning to call the missing middle or workforce housing. For example, students that are graduating from college burdened with student loan debt and young entrepreneurs that we'd like to attract to the region that we know if we're going to compete regionally, we need to have here in Grand Rapids. Those persons are looking for housing and struggling to find what they can afford. And then our senior populations. So we are looking at it not only around those percentage thresholds, but also trying to address the needs of different groups.
So it's not just the poorest that we're talking about.
No, not at all.
I would agree with that. There's a need all the way from people who are homeless or have no income all the way to people who are in the working class. Particularly in Ann Arbor, the housing costs just keep going up, and it's really pushing people farther and farther away who otherwise would work and live in Ann Arbor.
In fact, as we talk about how we define affordable housing, I'm wondering, from the perspective of both of you, as you work with people who are struggling financially and who are searching for housing, how do you think a family of four who's struggling financially would describe affordable housing? What do you think, Jennifer?
Around here, a family of four typically would want to live in a single-family home, which typically would be, at the smallest end, a three-bedroom, one-bath home. Those kinds of homes in Ann Arbor. you probably can't find a home for less than $150,000 and probably closer to $200,000, $250,000 as a starter home, no basement, single family. That's very much out of reach for most families, especially if you're just starting out or you maybe you're in a profession like social work or teacher or, you know, someone that's not going to make $100,000 a year.
How does it look from Grand Rapids, Ruth Kelly?
It's similar. Our housing costs aren't quite that high, but again, if you look at the wages that people are earning here in Grand Rapids, they're probably also not as high. So that's the other piece of the equation that we're struggling with.
When we look at Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor, are there models of affordable housing right now that you think are working, Ruth?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think as a result, in part, of these discussions that we've been having around affordable housing, we've got groups that are stepping up. For example, we've got a developer here in Grand Rapids that went after some low-income housing tax credits and has created a place on the Michigan Street corridor here called Diamond Place. It is a $42 million development that is moving forward. It will include 160 residential units that are one- and two-bedroom, and 125 of those will be for income-restricted individuals. We are very pleased that all of the units will be the same, so we're not having any difference in quality in those units, but we are having a mixed income and actually mixed-use development that will be happening there. And they would not have pursued that had we not had these discussions starting last April.
Take us to Ann Arbor. Have you got any things that you can really point to, Jennifer, that say, yep, this is working as far as affordable housing in Ann Arbor?
We have a lot of great projects and some really great developers in Ann Arbor. The vast majority of our focus historically and continues to be folks on the lower end of the income scale, folks who are homeless, 30% of median income or less, which in Ann Arbor, a single person, 30% of area median income is $17,750. A family of four is about $42,000, which is very high compared to the rest of the United States. So most of our effort has been in that area. And the other area, the most successful sort of mixed income housing that we have in Ann Arbor is we have four very large cooperatives, which was a federal program about 40 years ago where you, when you become a member of the co-op, you have to meet a certain income threshold, usually about 80% of median or 100%. But your income can go up or down while you're there. And so over those 40 years, we still have a lot of folks that are very low income, but we also have lawyers, we have doctors living in some of these housing that was built to be for low-income households. And each of those locations has several hundred, up to 400 and some apartments. And so they have a nice mixture of incomes. The city of Ann Arbor has actually, as a city government, has tried in a couple different ways to get developers who are doing market rate housing to include affordable housing as well, whether that's extremely low income or moderate. So they actually, when they have parcels that the city owns that they are going to sell and issue an RFP to include housing, they've had a couple that they have required the developer to include some kind of affordable component with a long-term restrictive covenant.
So we're going to nudge these
who otherwise wouldn't do it if they were doing it on their own. But if they want to build on city-owned property, they have to include some kind of affordable component.
This is State of Opportunity, and we are speaking with Jennifer Hall, the Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Housing Commission, and with Grand Rapids City Commissioner Ruth Kelly. And Ruth, your city brought together some stakeholders to come up with solutions, and that initiative is called the Great Housing Strategies. You helped lead that, and you've identified eight goals. Can you give us the, say, top three most pressing issues?
What we're recognizing right now is that we need to look more closely at land use and zoning, housing finance, and our low-income and vulnerable populations. Mm-hmm. So those are three areas that we focused on. We are also looking at our economic development tools, but we recognize that if we don't provide incentives, then we will have less development in areas, for example, on our main corridors, our busier streets, and we would get more pressure on our neighborhoods, and we do not want to displace particularly these families because there's no space to build elsewhere. We also want to preserve the farmland around the city of Grand Rapids for agribusiness, so we'd like to drive more families and individuals into the city. So we want to incentivize those situations. We can only do so much around providing or encouraging developers to have at least a percentage of their development set aside for income-restricted housing. State law prohibits us from requiring that in private development and private property. However, a government unit could do that.
That was Grand Rapids City Commissioner Ruth Kelly. What she's talking about there is inclusionary zoning, IZ. That's one of the tools we'll talk about later this hour that could help communities like Grand Rapids increase their stock of affordable housing. Coming up after the break, affordable housing is a problem across the country, but here in Michigan, the roots of the problem are different.
What our problem in Michigan is, in terms of housing affordability, is not so much that the dwellings are so expensive to rent or buy, but that our population has been impoverished over a long period of time.
That's coming up next. You've been listening to a State of Opportunity special here on Michigan Radio. We welcome your thoughts and ideas. Search for State of Opportunity on Facebook, tweet us at State of Op with two P's, or as always, at the State of Opportunity link at michiganradio.org.